Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Cambrian College Musical Yard Sale June 29 and 30 with intake of students into Cambrian College's music program suspended, and the last students in the program having now graduated, the college is selling off its musical instruments. A musical yard sale is being held June 28-30 in room 1176 at the college. The event began June 28 and continues 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. June 29 and 30, by appointment only. Email charlene.biggs@cambriancollege.ca to book a time. Cafe Heritage Summer Concert Series June 29 come out every Thursday night to Whitewater Lake Park in Azilda for a free live concert. Bring your own chair. All concerts start at 7 p.m. on June 29 as Jake Good, Mike Charette. View the full summer lineup through the Cafe Heritage website. Kelmsford Valley District Composite School 70th Reunion June 30 and July 1. Kelmsford Valley District Composite School holds its 70th Anniversary Reunion June 30 and July 1. The event begins at the school at 1 p.m. June 30 with registration and a memory lane. The official opening is 7 p.m. that evening, followed by a variety show and a social. The event continues July 1 at 9 a.m. with registration and a memory lane. A golf tournament also starts at 9 a.m. at the Kelmsford Golf Course. A barbecue starts at 11 a.m. at the school's courtyard, followed by a music jam starting at noon. A faculty reception takes place starting at 6 p.m., and the social at 7 p.m. More information is available on the CVDCS alumni website. Canada Day in Greater Sudbury July 1. There are plenty of choices for Canada Day fun throughout Greater Sudbury on July 1. One of the bigger celebrations will be at Science North. Enjoy indoor fun at the Science Center with 50% all admission from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. After 5 p.m., admission is $5 per person for admission to Dinosaur Discoveries, IMAX and the Planetarium. Outdoor fun, which runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., includes live entertainment, food vendors and kids' activities. Unfortunately, the ongoing fire ban has forced the cancellation of the fireworks display. Full details are available online here. The other big celebration is being put on at the Sudbury Arena by the Sudbury Multicultural and Folk Arts Association, in partnership with the City of Greater Sudbury. The event runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and includes food vendors from various cultural groups, performances, cupcakes, a kids' zone, 50-50 draw and more. Entry is free. Full details are available online here. The Northern Ontario Railroad and Museum and Heritage Centre in Capreol is the hub of Canada Day activities for that community. The fun starts at 10 a.m., with free admission to the museum, family activities, a barbecue and cotton candy. The fireworks will not be proceeding due to the fire ban. Evening entertainment takes place at the Firehouse Bar and Grill, featuring Leo and Andy and Coldshot. A Canada Day event is also being held at the Real Belle Isle Cultural Centre in Blizzard Valley starting at 2 p.m. Events include kids' activities, food vendors and pro wrestling. That community's fireworks are also now cancelled. You could also check out the Canada Day celebrations in downtown Levick from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Enjoy treats including hot mini donuts, fudge, dipped apples, lemonade and more courtesy of Northwest Fudge Factory, and a 50s concert from 12 to 2 p.m. Branch 564 Lockerbie Legion is holding a Canada Day open house, including a dance to B&G Sound, a fish fry, $20 per person, door prizes and more. The event runs noon to 5 p.m. The Ukrainian Center will also be holding a Canada Day event starting at 11 a.m. Enjoy a hot luncheon, $20, with eat-in or take-home, including paro hay, cabbage rolls, chicken and dessert. Finally, the Coniston Community Action Network presents Canada Day in the Park on July 1 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The can promises free food, prizes and fun for the whole family in Centennial Park. Northern Lights Festival Boreal July 6-9. Northern Lights Festival Boreal runs July 6-9 this year in Bell Park. Performers include the Strumbellas, Sloan, Zachary Richard, Mountain City 4 with Martha Wainwright and folk legend Valdi, among many others. View the full lineup and get tickets through the NLFB website. LaSalle Secondary School 60th Reunion July 6-8. If you're a former LaSalle Lancer, you may want to take part in the LaSalle Secondary School 60th Reunion, which is coming up July 6-8. The theme of the event is, I'll Be There. Come and reminisce about the past, live in the present and leave a legacy for the future, said a press release. For tickets, email LaSalle63Union@gmail.com. More information is available through the reunion website and the LaSalle Secondary School Alumni Facebook page. STC, YES Theater presents Jersey Boys July 7 through August 5 with phenomenal music, memorable characters, and great storytelling. Jersey Boys follows the fascinating evolution of four blue-collar kids who became one of the greatest successes in pop music history. Winner of Best Musical at both the Tony Awards and Olivier Awards, Jersey Boys takes you behind the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons to discover the secret of a 40-year friendship as the foursome work their way from the streets of New Jersey to the heights of stardom. Thrill your audiences with electrifying performances of chart-topping hits including Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Dawn, and My Eyes Adored You, which brought the Four Seasons the highest honor, induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Purchase tickets online here. Creighton Reunion July 9th. The Creighton Reunion returns July 9th. The event gets underway at 1 p.m. at Anderson Farm in Lively. A book called Heartfelt Memories of Creighton Mine, with anecdotes, memories and photographs of the defunct community will be sold at the event for $65 per copy. The event finishes with a dinner at the Kingsway Buffet at 5 p.m. Phone 705-671-2711 for more information. Sudbury Pride Week July 9 to 16. This year's local Pride events are diverse, including a two-sprit pow-wow social at Science North June 9, opening ceremonies at Tom Davies Square June 10, rainbow storytime for kids at the Greater Sudbury Public Library, several dates and locations throughout the week. A Science is a drag 19-plus event at Science North June 11, a queer, body-inclusive swim at the YMCA June 12, Pride at the Farmers Market June 13, the Youth Pride Prom at Science North June 14, the Pride March in downtown Sudbury June 15 and the Spirit of Pride Worship Service at St. Andrew's Church June 16. View the full schedule online here. GNO presents M. Gross until August 20. Genevieve and Matthew's installation performance at Galerie du Nouvel Ontario, M. Gross, Mr. Big, is inspired by the Canadian investigative technique called Mr. Big, which allows a police officer, undercover, to obtain a confession from a suspect of a serious unsolved crime. Led by shape-shifting characters, living sculptures, dual weapons and a televisual sound environment, M. Gross addresses issues of identity such as surveillance, infiltration, idea theft and copying. But beyond the classic investigative games, the story features a contemporary artistic flora. The exhibition will run until August 20, at which time a finissage closing event is planned as part of the Up Here Festival. Admission is free. Art Gallery of Sudbury Summer Exhibitions. Closing dates vary. Joey Solomon, Indisputable Realities, runs at AGS until August 27. The visual representations within these paintings do not contain social commentary, but are surreal depictions of the historical and current treatment of Indigenous peoples all over Canada. Destruction of stolen historic land, residential schools, pollution, MMIW2S, missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls and Two-Spirit people, and religious oppression, are not topics easily discussed or approached. The intended purpose of the visuals are to serve only as a catalyst for discussion and awareness. Carl Beam, Columbus Suite, runs at AGS until July 30. Comprised of 12 large-scale etchings, Columbus Suite is one of Carl Beam's most influential series. Created in 1990 ahead of the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in North America, Columbus Suite is one series in Carl Beam's larger multimedia Columbus project, 1989-1992. The art of Grant Negan is also being displayed at the Laughing Buddha until July 11. More information is available on the AGS website. pierogies and cabbage rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.